if anybody lost a adult sized
Hey, my name's Alyssa. Good to meet you. I'm super excited that you're here with us today for SweatNet's 6 foot 10K. I'll be your pace group leader today. We're gonna work together to try and achieve those goals that you've set for yourself for today's race. Hopefully we'll make a good team, reach our goals together. We're gonna start off today before the race begins. I see people gathering. We'll head to the start line soon. We're gonna start off with some stretches just to get our bodies ready to go through this 6.2 mile run. If you've already stretched, feel free to skip ahead and you can join with us later. But if you haven't stretched, just follow me through a couple drills. I want you to find a post or a wall, a fence, side of a garage, whatever is near you that's stable, and we're gonna do some leg swings. So grab onto that wall. Let's plant our left foot, and we're gonna start by just swinging our right leg back and forth. Trying to get a good range of motion, really open up those hips, just swinging that right leg. Looking around, seeing all the other people that are about to run, about to compete, about to push themselves for the same goals. All around the country, all around your state, all around our world. We have tons of people going through this same 10K at super similar times to you, so you're not alone in this today. You've got me and you've got all those other people as well. All right, let's switch legs. Get to the other leg. So we're standing on our right leg this time and we're swinging our left leg back and forth while supporting ourselves on that wall, trying to get a good range of motion. Again, opening up those hips. Great. All right, let's take that to arm swings. So you're gonna just kind of jog lightly in place on those toes, and you're gonna swing your arms back and forth across your chest. Back and forth across our chest. Great. Just waking up those shoulders, getting everything ready to go. Raising that heart rate a little bit before we head to the start line. Swinging our arms back and forth across our chest. Let's take those to arm swings, let's make them circles. So we're gonna do large circles forward with our arms now. Instead of back and forth across our chest, we're just doing some large forward arm circles. Large forward arm circles. Great.
Please rise.
All right, hear the national anthem starting. Let's pay attention. Right.
Thank you everybody for joining us.
We're at the starting line. There's tons of people around the country, around the world, around your city that are doing the same thing with you in spirit. So let's really focus on those other people too. You're not in this alone. I'm here with you. We're all in this together. I can't wait to see what we can do with this 10K today. All right, I hear the announcer. Looks like we're about to get going.
and enjoy. We will get started soon.
In 3, 2, 1, and we're off. Make sure you start that watch. All right, people are going out hard. We're using that energy. So again, in a second, we're gonna really focus on settling into that goal pace for today. But this first 20 seconds, let's use that free energy. Let's let our legs start going. Look at the people around you. Again, we're all doing this together. Again, use that free energy for these first couple seconds, and then coming up, we're really gonna try and settle in to that ideal goal pace. All right, so again, you can begin checking your watches for this, making sure that we're hitting the correct pace. We're not trying to go too fast, especially for this first mile. We're gonna be strong, calm, and in control. Strong, calm, and in control. So again, making sure that breathing's not crazy yet, making sure that heart rate isn't out of control yet either. This first third of the race, this first 2 miles, is not the time to be a hero. Now's the time to really just get into that pace, settle into that pace, and begin to focus on what we're gonna do today, this 6.2 mile run. So again, we're a couple minutes in, so let's settle. Let's gauge our watches, gauge what pace we're running at, and really try and hone in on what that rhythm should feel like for our legs, for our breathing, for our arm carriage. Get that rhythm really ingrained in your brain. Because we're gonna be here for 6 miles. All right, and then let's focus on you. Focus on you, don't focus on what's happening around you. This is your race. Don't focus on other runners. Don't focus on your surroundings quite yet. This is your race. We're just focusing on getting in the right mindset and the right groove for your race today. All right, you're here. You started this. That's the biggest part of this whole thing. So many people didn't decide to start this race today, and you did. So you're in the minority. You made a good choice. Let's make it worth it, okay? So together, we're gonna make this worth your while. All right, we're gonna start off by just focusing on some little things that when I race, I like to focus on to kind of break up the race or to distract my mind from any negative thoughts I may be experiencing. So the first thing I want you to think about as we really settle into this goal 10K pace is to think about running tall. So we're gonna keep our eyes up on the horizon. We're gonna keep our chins high, and then you're gonna pretend you've got a string coming through the top of your head, pulling you up, pulling you up, pulling you up, keeping your whole body in a really straight, tall line. So, if you have your hips underneath you, if your shoulders are back, if your head is up, you're gonna run a whole lot better than if you're looking at the ground. You can even practice for a second. You're looking down at your feet, your hips are rolled back, you're not running as tall and as efficiently as you can. So, what I want you to focus on for even this next minute or two is running tall. Eyes up on the horizon, string pulling you up from the ground, all the way up through your head, all the way to the sky. You're tall. Try to elongate that body, looking up. We're almost 4 minutes into this race. Here we go, everybody. Goes by pretty quick. All right, so we're running tall. Again, focus on that breathing. Take a couple good deep breaths. Hopefully you're feeling like you're really getting into a rhythm. Hopefully you're feeling like your body's starting to warm up a little bit. With that comes the danger of wanting to speed up for this first third of your race. So like I said before, these first couple miles, this first third of your 10K, we're just focused on remaining calm, collected, under control. So we want to hit that pace, we want to hit that rhythm, but now is not the time to push. We're going to get to that point later in the race, trust me. So we're just focused on staying calm and collected for this first 2 miles. I know you might feel pretty good right now, but you're going to need that energy once we hit the last two-thirds of our race. So again, let's run tall, eyes up on the horizon. Here we go, settling in. We're really quickly approaching the half mile mark, by the way. We're already getting into this. So again, now that we're here, now that we're settled into our pace, let's think about why we're here today. So I know we thought about this our mantra, our reason, our why, kind of right before we started our race today. But let's get back to that. Think about the people in your life that you're running this for. One of my favorite things to do when I race, especially longer races, is to pick a person from my life to kind of dedicate each repetition or each mile to. So that could be in a workout or in a race. But I like to pick, you know, a parent, a sibling, a coach, a friend, a coworker, someone who's really impacted my life or maybe my running journey. And I like to dedicate miles and repetitions to them. It's a good way to focus on, you know, it's not all about, not just about you out here. It's about the people that have gotten you to this point and the people that you care about in your life. So if you can't run a hard mile or a hard half mile or whatever for you at that particular point in time, you can do it for them. All right, we are more than 5 minutes in. We have passed our half mile point. So we are well in to this first third of the race. Hopefully everything's clicking for you. Hopefully things feel good. Again, here we're just focusing on maintaining that pace through this first third of your race. No heroes to be made in this first mile, that's for sure. Now's not the time. All right, so again, tall, eyes up on the horizon. Again, let's check that watch. Let's make sure we're on pace. We're not going out too hard. Super tempting at this point, but we're in this for the long haul. I'd rather have you have some extra energy to spend in those last 2 miles than hit a wall midway through your race. So we are saving that energy, saving it up. All right, second thing I really want you to focus on during this first mile, which we are almost done with, by the way, is our arm carriage. So I want you to focus. A lot of times for me when I get tired, or a lot of other runners, our shoulders hunch up towards our ears, our elbows get tucked in, our hands get really knotted and clasped really tightly. Everything just gets tense, and that does not lead to a great race or a great run. So I don't know if it's happening for you yet, but just check your shoulders. Are they high? Are they tense? Are your hands clenched? We really want to focus, especially once we get tired towards the later stages of this race, on keeping our arm carriage relaxed. So if I feel that my shoulders are getting tense and tight, I often like to drop my arms, give them a good shake, and then reset. Shoulders low, not all the way up to your ears, and then your arms are also nice and loose, nice and low. And one of my coaches used to tell me that, you know, your hands can be in a fist or in a ball, but to pretend like you almost have a handful of potato chips in that hand, and your goal is to keep those chips in your hand but not to crush them. So again, things should be relaxed. We're not looking to be tense. Same with your face. A lot of times you can tell if a runner's struggling by their facial expression. We're keeping that face, all those muscles nice and relaxed, no tension there. So yeah, this first mile again, we are running tall, we are relaxed. Our arms are carrying us through. That arm carriage is super important. The faster your arm moves, the faster your legs will move with them. It's reciprocal. And again, instead, if you notice where your arms are moving as well, for me, my arms often tend to move side to side across my body, and that's not efficient. We want our arms moving straight forward, straight back. And think about how you'd watch a sprinter run with their hands coming cheek to cheek, full range of motion, brushing their cheeks back towards their hips. And obviously we're not sprinting here, but that's definitely something we can try and mimic, that arm carriage straight back and forth instead of side to side across our body. All right, I see the mile marker up in my view, so that's kind of exciting. We're getting close to being done with that first mile of this race. So hopefully you've come through this mile at a good pace, on pace to PR, to hit your goal, whatever that may be for this 10K. My watch shows just about 10 minutes. We've come a far ways, but let's continue. Let's continue what we've started during this second mile. So I don't know where you're running your 10K. I'm out on some dirt country roads. Whether you're in the city, whether you are downtown, whether you are your neighborhood, went to a trail to run your 10K, wherever you may be. We're going to really focus this next mile on picking landmarks to run to and to run through. So yeah, we have passed the mile mark. We are well on our way to completing this 10K today. All right, so our focus for this second mile is going to be making mini goals for ourselves. So look in the distance on your run. Again, your eyes should be up on the horizon anyhow. Find a stop sign, find a mailbox, find a tree, find a building, some landmark that's about 200 meters away from you right now. We're going to break this race up a little bit. So we're going to focus on that landmark, and that's going to be your next goal. So through that landmark, I want you to focus on having great form, being tall, running quick. That's your next goal. Once we get to that goal, we're going to think about what's next. We're going to refocus. But we're just going to try and break up this mile into really bite-sized pieces. To me, that's one of my most helpful tools in long races. Setting small goals, not thinking of it as a full 10K race all the time, but just breaking it up into really manageable bite-sized pieces allows me to really hone in on my goals for that day, make things really manageable, easy for my brain to understand and process, or my emotions to understand and process during this race. So I see a yield sign up ahead for me. I'm gonna run hard and strong, tall, eyes up through that point, and then we're gonna get to that point, we're gonna refocus. So wherever that point is for you, let's go. We're tall, our eyes are up on the horizon. Hopefully our arm carriage is nice and relaxed. We're breathing and our heart rate's up, but we're still maintaining that control and that calm through this first third of your race. Calm and under control. All right, I've hit my point. All right, at least for my brain, it's a good distraction sometimes from any negative thoughts that may come my way. Once you've completed little goals like that, it's a lot easier to get to your next one, get to the next bigger one. All right. I'm going to do that again. Not quite yet. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to kind of think about some other things, but then get ready to go with that same kind of little pickup, little mini goal in just a couple minutes. Again, if you're somebody that likes to think about the people you're running for, the people you're doing this for, I challenge you to pick another person for this mile. To dedicate this mile to someone to run for, someone who means a lot to you. Think about running for yourself, but also running for this person. All right, make sure you're checking that watch as well, that you're not straying too far from that goal pace during this first third. Again, focus on your race. But as we get into this 6 miles, feel free to look around. Whether it's a sunny day, windy day, whether you have rain, whatever your terrain looks like, just take a second and really enjoy and appreciate the fact that you get to run today. You get to be outdoors. You get to use your body in this way that you're able to use your body in this way. Whether you're running or walking, just be grateful that you have a body that's able to take you this distance. It's something to be grateful for. I think a lot of us take for granted often. Be grateful for your surroundings, where you live, the people that live around you, what the weather's like. Take a second, breathe, take it all in. Just be grateful for this next minute. I know that's something, especially during a hard race, it's really easy to lose sight of. But yeah, be grateful. We're out here and we get to be active and use our bodies in this way. All right, we're coming up on that 15 minute mark. We've been running for hard for 15 minutes. Congratulations, that's a big deal. All right, we are almost through that mile and a half mark also. Almost approaching the end of that first third of the race. It goes by so quickly. Again, our bodies are hopefully starting to feel quite warm. Maybe you're starting to feel a little fatigue in those legs. Now's the time to keep things under control. Calm, smooth, hopefully still pretty effortless. Got a few miles to go after this. All right, something I'd like you to focus on for this next little bit. We're gonna really focus on the terrain around us. So I don't know what kind of terrain you've picked for your run. You've got hills, you've got downhills, you've got some gravel, if you have sidewalks, if you have a trail. Right now I really want us to focus on those hills. So whether you're coming up on a hill now, or whether you're going to hit a hill later, probably have been on a sooner unless you take a really flat route. And when you get to those hills, I really want you to focus on just one simple thing. So we're not asking you to pick up your pace. I don't want you to start speeding up a ton. But when you get to those hills, I want you to focus on your knee drive. So you focus, and this can be something you focus on as well, on flat ground, it's not gonna hurt. I want you to focus on really bringing those knees up high and forward, especially when you get up those hills and driving with your arms. So again, I think it won't lead to a huge change in pace, hopefully, but it's gonna be a much more efficient way for you to move and to get up those hills when you reach them. So again, knees should be pulled high. I'm about to start a hill right now, so I'll practice what I preach. You're gonna bring your knees high, bring your feet landing directly under you, and driving with those arms up that hill. Okay, hopefully that's not changing your pace too much. Hopefully it's just something to kind of distract your mind from what that hill is gonna do to your breathing and your heart rate. It's gonna get a little elevated. So when you hit those hills, just be prepared to think about your knee drive, and I guarantee you that'll help you get up a little smoother, a little easier. Let's do a little watch check. See if we're still on pace. Great. We are just about done with the first third of this race. Again, thank you so much for being out here. Thanks for starting this. For whatever reason brought you out here today, you're in the minority. Most people did not decide to do this today, so just keep it up. Keep that pace. Remember why you're here. This next couple miles, things might start to get a little uncomfortable. And I really want you to challenge yourself to embrace that and to push through that little bit of uncomfortable running. It'll pay off in the long run. You came out here for a reason, and we don't want to waste that. Don't lose sight of the fact that you started this and that you want to finish this strong. All right, again, let's do a little check. Let's do a little check of our form. Make sure your eyes are up tall, eyes are looking at the horizon, heads up, chest is up. You're running nice and tall, your arms are loose and relaxed. If they're not loose and relaxed, give them a little shake. Great. Again, take a couple deep breaths. Really feel those lungs with oxygen. Yeah, a couple deep breaths in through your nose, and out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Yeah, get some oxygen to all those muscles that need it right now. And again, we're still controlled, we're still relaxed. Just try not to go too hard at this point. I know you feel like you're able to. That point will come later when you can use all that extra energy. All right, again, take a look around you. We get to be out here today. We get to be running this together. Again, know that you're not alone through this. Know that you've got a giant community, whether that be your running community in your own city, your Sweatnet family, people running in different countries. We're all in this together. I'm so happy I get to be doing it with you. We're gonna get that goal today. All right, we are getting really close to that 2 mile mark, guys. All right. My watch says almost 20 minutes. So we are coming through that first third of the race. As we near that second third of the race, those middle 2 miles, let's really get our minds ready and prepared to deal with the adversity that might come our way. So again, we want to keep in our brain in a really positive place, but we also want to prepare ourselves for the fact that these middle 2 miles there might be some uncomfortable feelings here. Your legs might start to burn a little bit. You go up those hills, might feel your quads working pretty hard, and your heart rate's gonna get more elevated. So through these next 2 miles, we still wanna maintain a very consistent pace. We still wanna maintain that controlled pace. Just the difference here is I really want you to focus on still hitting that pace and not slowing down. Those first 2 miles, I feel like it's pretty easy to stay on pace, to stay on that goal, that target time. These middle 2 miles, I feel like it's very easy to lose focus and let things go. So I'm gonna try and help you maintain that goal pace. We're gonna get through these middle 2 miles together. All right, so yeah, we're maintaining our pace. We're staying consistent. All right, I'm coming to a downhill. When you run these downhills, I want you to use that energy. That momentum that your body gives you, pulls you down, is just extra energy, free energy. You don't have to do anything, you just get it. So when you feel yourself speeding up down that hill, go with it. Let your body take you. It's free energy. Then when you get to the bottom of that hill, obviously settle back into that goal pace. But when you're going down that hill, open up that stride. Let that hill take you. Let that pace increase for just a second. Sometimes it's a good thing to get your body out of a little rut. When you're going a certain pace and a certain kind of form for a long distance, it's easy for your body to kind of forget that it should be moving quickly and doing things in an efficient way. Sometimes those little strides, those little bursts of speed, really help to kind of wake your body back up, wake your mind back up. Remember what you're doing. So again, when you go down those hills, open up, use that speed. And then when you hit those uphills, drive with those knees, pump those arms. And if you haven't yet, come back to the why. Come back to why you're out here. And maybe again, if you'd like, dedicate this mile to somebody who's made an impact on your life, who you care about, who you want to run for. So again, the smile, the going gets tough. We're not just thinking about you, we're thinking about that person as well. And why you can run one more mile just for that person. All right. The next thing I want to start have you guys think about in this third mile is your cadence. So, like in the middle of a race, it's really easy to have feet get heavy, legs get heavy, and let things drag. So I want you to think about having your feet land directly under your body, so we're not overstriding, we're not bracing ourselves with our heel, we're not, our feet shouldn't be landing way out in front of us. As much as you can, try and focus on having those feet land directly underneath your body. Again, your whole body should be in a tall, long, straight line, and those feet should be no exception. Trying to have your feet land directly under your body, and also we're trying to land lightly and quickly. Obviously, we're running a 10K. This is not a short distance. We're not trying to have you sprint, but if you can focus on it for even just small periods of time, just landing lightly and landing quickly on the balls of your feet, it's going to lend itself to a little bit of a quicker, easier pace for you. So again, thinking about that cadence, feet landing directly underneath the body, and landing nice and lightly, landing quickly. Trying to get that cadence up. Alright, again, take a look at your surroundings. Enjoy the fact that you get to be out here today. Moving our bodies, breathing some good air. Alright, check that watch. Still on pace, hopefully. Again, this one of these middle miles is not the time to get out of control, but we want to make sure we're still measuring up to that pace. If you find yourself lagging, let's put in a little surge. So this is another technique I like to use during races. If I feel that mentally or physically my body's starting to tire or to slow, I like to wake it back up. So feel myself lagging and I will put in about a 10 second surge or stride or pickup, whatever you'd like to call it, where for that 10 seconds, all I do, I don't even pick up my pace that much. I'll just focus on diaphragm. over 10 seconds here. I'm about to just improve my form a little bit. Run taller, look up, and then quickly and lightly on my feet for just 10 seconds. And I feel like that really helps my body to get out of any negative habits or any rust it got in. So join me here. We're just gonna pick up for 10 seconds. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, up. So we're tall, we're efficient, our shoulders are low, our arms are loose. And down. Great, so again, I'm not looking for a huge speed up here. This is just a way to break your body of any negative habit that's established over the last 25 minutes. We are 25 minutes into this race. All right. Means we're about 2.5 miles into this 10K. We are nearing that halfway point, you guys. Get a couple of deep breaths. Hopefully you've done things how you want to do them in a way you're proud of doing them for this first half of the race. And I'm really going to challenge you as we near the second half to kind of rededicate yourself. If you've come this far, I really challenge yourself to make it worth it. You've put in almost 3 miles of really good hard work, and I don't want you to let that go. I want you to finish how you started. Be proud of the race you put in today, not just the first 3 miles. Be ready for those uncomfortable feelings. Be ready to feel a little fatigue in your legs. Be ready to feel some really labored breathing. We've got ways to distract ourselves, but know that those feelings are gonna come and be ready to embrace them. It means that we're working hard. It means that we're working towards our goals. And hopefully that should be an exciting thing for you today. All right, we're gonna put in one more small little surge or pickup. So again, we're not speeding up that much. We're just focusing on maintaining really great form here. In 3, 2, 1, up. Shoulders low, eyes up on the horizon. Nice, quick, light cadence. Our feet are leaning directly beneath our body. All right, and down. Back into that rhythm, back into that pace, but hopefully you maintain some of those good habits throughout these next couple minutes. All right, we're approaching that halfway mark, everybody. Hopefully you can see people around you, neighbors or friends. Hopefully someone's come out to support you today. Look around, hear those cheers. Feel the energy of the people who are moving around you and feed off that energy. Again, we're not in this alone. We've got so many other active people with us in our cities, hometowns. Use the energy of those people around you. All right, let's do one more pace check. Just check that watch. Make sure we're not speeding up too much. Again, our goal for this last half of the race is gonna be to maintain that pace for the first little bit and then really see what we got left in those last couple miles. All right. Let's put in one more small little pickup just to refocus that pace once again. In 3, 2, 1, up. Focus on moving those arms straight back and forth, not side to side. Keeping our body in a super tall, straight line. Hips directly underneath our body, our feet landing underneath our body, and down. As we near the halfway mark, I can see it up ahead in front of me. I want you to pick a point, whether that's the halfway marker, whether it's a mailbox, a stop sign, something you see in the next about 200 meters. For me, I'm just gonna use that halfway mark. And we're gonna really make that our next mini goal. We're just gonna focus on getting to the halfway point, and then from there, we're gonna rededicate ourselves. So here we go. Focus on doing things well. just reaching that little mini goal. And that's where our mind's at for this next little bit. Not on any negative thoughts, not on anything that's tired. We're just focusing on that positive goal of reaching that next destination, that next point that's in our view. Again, our eyes are up on that goal, not looking down at the ground, not looking at our feet. All right, I've reached that halfway mark. My watch says 30 minutes, which means we are just about halfway done with this 6.2 mile run today. You made it this far. Now that you've put in 3 miles of work, let's not let that go to waste. We've made it this far, and I really want your last 3 miles to be just as strong, if not stronger, than that first 3 miles. So right with me, we're gonna stick right on that pace that we came here to run. Take a second now that we're halfway through. Come back to that mantra, come back to that why, that reason you decided to come out here and do a 10K today. So think about that person you're doing this for. Think about that health goal you have. Think about that personal PR you want to smash. And think about all the people that are doing the same thing, that have goals just like you do, that are pushing themselves just like you are right now. Run with them, run for them. So much easier when we do this together. All right, halfway people. We have 3 more miles today. I believe in you. I believe in your reason. I believe that you've got it in you to finish this 10K, just how you started it. All right, let's focus on that breathing. Let's get that breathing back in a rhythm. So again, in through that nose and out through that mouth. The breathing's elevated at this point, so I really want you to focus on getting it back under control. It's gotten away from you, focus on getting that breathing back under control. Getting a good supply of oxygen to those lungs and to those muscles. Take a second, look around you. See that crowd, hear those noises. Relax that face. You've got a smile and you give it. Wave to someone running near you and just take in the day. Enjoy this for what it is. And as you start to feel some of those uncomfortable feelings, don't shy away from them. Let's press into them today. So that next time you get to a hill, that next time you get to a downhill, focus on making that the best hill you've run yet, the best downhill you've run yet. We still have half a race to go, so you still have a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room to still push yourself. We are not done yet. All right, another thing I'd like to challenge you to do today has to do with corners. I don't know how straight your course is. Every time you turn a corner, every time you reach a new street, make a left, make a right, I want you to put in another little surge around that corner. So for me, it's an easy way to, again, just kind of break my body of any bad habits it's formed over the last few miles, kind of reset things. So when you hit that corner, put in a little surge, and then once you turn that corner, slow back to that full race pace. When I'm racing with other people, it's a really great way for me to kind of catch back up to that person I was running with, or catch back up to that person I was trying to compete with today. It's a really easy way to kind of force yourself to get back in it. Every time there's a corner, it's a new time to refocus on that goal, to refocus on that pace. So I'm about to make a left-hand turn here, so I'm gonna put in a little surge. Just around the corner, nothing fancy. And then once you make that surge, make that corner, just back it back down to that goal pace. All right, I'm coming up on the 3.5 mile mark. We are well over halfway. My watch reads 35 minutes right now. We are almost out of that middle third of the race already. I can't believe it. So proud of you for being out here, for really challenging yourself and pushing yourself today. I know this is a point in the race where it gets really easy to decide you're gonna settle. It's tempting to decide you wanna walk. Guarantee you, no matter what kind of a runner you are, whether you're new to running, whether it's been something you've done for years, whether you're a professional, consider yourself, you know, elite, consider yourself just a hobbyist, all of us experience this kind of desire when the going gets tough to back it down. Go back to that comfortable place where it doesn't feel uncomfortable, it doesn't make our lungs burn, it doesn't make our quads ache. So I want to challenge you, no matter what kind of runner you are, I guarantee you we're all in the same place with this. When you hit that difficult spot, when you just want to back down, when you want to walk, don't do it. See if you can keep pushing yourself. If it gets difficult, try backing that pace down for a minute, then try and get back to that goal pace. See if you can run this entire time. Yeah, even if it means just kind of backing down for a second before you get back in that goal pace, just to give your body a chance to reset. Feel free to do that. But I really challenge you to try and stay in that pace. Know that everybody around you is experiencing the same type of discomfort. Once you learn to push through that uncomfortable feeling and that discomfort, you learn to be a really, really incredible runner. So try that with me today. When you hit that point where it feels like you don't want to go more, go harder. I believe in you. I know you can do this. You've trained for this day, and this 10K is just going to make you even better for it. All right. Let's go back to what we did during that second mile. We're going to pick a point, and we're going to make that our mini goal. So find that point about 200 meters in the distance. Let's focus, let's hone in on that point with our eyes up to the horizon. Our body's nice and tall, and let's get to that point. Let's get to that mini goal together. Once we get there, we can worry about what's next. That's our goal. Reach that point. And then it's time to set a new goal. Alright, I've reached my point. Go hard through whatever point you picked. And then let's refocus. Check that watch. And right here, we're still just trying to stay steady. Try and maintain that goal pace for as long as we can. Hopefully you're still on it. If you're not, really challenge yourself to get back on it. Don't come away with any regrets today. You put in the work for this first two-thirds of the race. Don't let that go to waste now. I know you can be tough for just over 2 more miles. Right, let's come back again to the why. It's like when the going gets tough, that's the most helpful thing. Let's come back to why you're out here today. Don't let yourself down. Keep chasing that PR if you're on pace. If not, try and get back on that pace. Keep running hard for that health goal. Keep running hard for that next 10K you're gonna run in the fall, hopefully with other people. Keep going hard. For your family members, want to set an example for your kids, this is a great way to do it. We are approaching 2 miles to go, everybody. right. I just crossed our 4 mile mark. 4 miles in the bank. We've got two more to put in. Just over 2 miles to go. My watch reads 40 minutes on the nose. All right, we've come through the first two thirds of this race, measured and in control. I'm just really trying to hang on that goal pace. These last 2 miles are where I want to challenge you to see what you've got left, see what you've got left in you. Just 2 miles left, you've already put in four, you've come so long. I really, really want you to hit your goal today. So, if you're feeling good, maybe you can pick it up a little bit in these last 2 miles. If your legs still have some pop in them, maybe you can push that goal pace a little bit. If things are feeling difficult for you today, then again, my challenge for you for these last 2 miles is just to hang on that pace for dear life. I'm gonna give you pointers along the way to hopefully get you to that point. Just stay with me. We're still gonna have to have you some patience over these last 2 miles because we're getting close, but we're not there quite yet. Every minute we get further into this race is 1 minute closer to our goal of completing this 10K run. All right, so again, take a couple deep breaths. We're two thirds of the way in. We've got a third to go. I know you can do it. Take in the people around you. Take in the atmosphere. Feed off the energy, the people and things around you. Feed off that atmosphere. You're not in this alone. I want you to take a second and think about who you're gonna run this mile for. Again, a parent, a sibling, a child, co-worker, a friend, someone you run with on a daily basis, a coach. Think about someone who's impacted your life here running. And let's make this fifth mile about that person. When it gets tough for you, just know you can run harder, stronger, better for that person. All right, let's do a little form check. So we're gonna try and get things reset. Again, it's been 4 miles, our body's probably fallen into a rhythm. Start from the top and work our way down. We're running tall, our chest is up, our eyes are looking up at the horizon, not down at our feet. Our hips are tucked underneath us, we're not sitting back in a chair, and hopefully our feet are landing directly underneath our body instead of out in front of our body, where our heels brace us and don't allow us to keep the same momentum that we've kept for most of the race. So our body is just one tall, long, straight line. Our shoulders are not touching our ears. We have dropped our shoulders, shaken out our arms. Our arms are loose. They're not side to side across our body. They're running and moving us forward, pulling us through the next mile. Our face, our hands aren't clenched. They're relaxed. Again, if you need to just shake things out for a second, shake things out for a second. And then hopefully we're landing nice and quickly in the balls of our feet, not bracing ourselves on our heels. Our cadence is nice and quick. And then remembering when we hit those uphills, we're really driving with our knees. Pulling our knees forward and really pulling our bodies through with our arms whenever we hit those uphills. If you're at the downhill, use that free energy. Let that momentum carry you down that hill and then settle back into that pace once you hit the bottom. I'm so happy you started with me today. I'm so happy we get to do this together. We are nearing that 4.5 mile mark. Oh, we have less than 2 miles to go, everybody. Less than 2 miles to go. All right. let's put in a little bit of a surge. So we're just gonna go for 10 seconds again. Just a 10 second little surge here. Again, just focusing on that good form. Just picking up our pace a tiny bit for just 10 seconds. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, up. Just doing things the right way for just 10 seconds here. Being really intentional about it. And down. Just trying to break up this race into small, really manageable chunks. Setting little goals. Making things easy to attain physically, easy to attain mentally. Alright, checking that watch, making sure we're still holding that goal pace, or maybe even exceeding that goal pace at this point. We have a mile and a half, just over a mile and a half left to run. I believe you can do anything for that amount of time. You've trained for this, you've worked for this. Let's get that goal. Again, we're being patient here. If you have that extra energy, start to let it go a little bit, but we've still got a little bit of distance to cover. My watch reads just about a mile to go. And look down and I see 50 minutes. You've come through 5 miles of this race. Let's not finish this last mile with any disappointments or any regrets. I want you to focus on someone, be yourself, even someone that you want to dedicate this last mile to and you want to run hard for. Hopefully that person is waiting for you at the end of this race. If not, hopefully you're going to see them soon or be in contact with them soon. Maybe pick someone who you can dedicate this last mile of your race to. And again, if you can't find it in yourself to push for yourself, push for that person. Push for what they've meant to you in your life. Push for what they've done for you. Do it for them. All right, we're going to take a second here and we're going to put in a few little surges because we are in that last mile. We are in that home stretch. You've got anything left, now's the time to start turning it on. So with me, we're just gonna put in a 10 second surge here where we focus on that form again. So in 3, 2, 1, up. All right, we're running tall, eyes on the horizon. I know these things are repetitive, but they're so important. Can't think about them enough. Feet are nice and light, they're running underneath us. Shoulders are relaxed. We're thinking about that finish line that's coming up super soon. And down. Just maintain that even pace once again. We're thinking about that finish line. We're thinking about the people that are waiting for us there. Thinking about the adrenaline that's gonna come with that completion of our goal. It's not far off now. My watch reads 52. You've put in so much work. Think about how much better of a runner just a race like this is gonna make you. Just that added race experience, that added strain on your lungs and your legs. Putting in this work is not gonna go without payoff, that's for sure. All right, as we start to get to the end of this race, really feel the energy of your environment. Feel the energy of people around you. Hear that, those cowbells, hear those cheers. Really take it all in. Take it all in and be thankful for this experience. I'm thankful that you chose to run with me today. We're gonna get that goal. Check that watch, make sure we're still on target pace. If you're faster or slower, you're on pace, doesn't matter right now. We're just gonna try and do what we can for this last little bit of this 10K. I don't care whether you're exactly on goal pace or a little off. Forget about that now and just do what you can for this last little bit. All right, we're gonna put another surge. Anything to get us through the end of this race faster than target pace. All right, in 3, 2, 1, surge, let's go. We're running tall. We're running for that goal. We're chasing that goal. I think we're gonna make it. Quick on those toes. Breaking any of those bad habits we've formed over the last 5 miles or so. We're quick, we're light, we're refocused and down. If you haven't done so yet, now is that time to refocus. We don't have much time left. There's no room for error anymore. If you've got anything left, now's the time to really start turning that on. All right, I see that we're at 5.5 miles. 5.5 miles in, everybody. 5.5 miles. My watch reads 55 minutes. All right, we're starting to see a little bit of pickup to our stride. We're starting to see some added energy. We're starting to feel that adrenaline, but that end is in sight. You know that finish line is so close. This last little bit, I know your breathing's really elevated and our heart rate's really up. Control that breathing. Try and take some good deep breaths. Really fill those lungs. Give those muscles the oxygen they've been craving. At this point, we shouldn't need to check our watch a whole lot more. At this point, we should just be giving it what we have left. As we know, we have less than 10 minutes to run. Way less than 10 minutes at this point. At this point, we should just be giving it what we have left. Not really thinking about pace. Just thinking about hitting that goal, achieving that time. Maybe even surpassing it by more than you thought you would today. Then take in your surroundings. Take in that sun, that wind, that rain. That hill you're finishing up, that hill you're finishing down. Take in what's around you. Take some more deep breaths. And really, you haven't refocused yet. Now is the time. My watch reads almost 57 minutes. If you are someone who likes to run on a track, we probably have just over 2 laps left to go, which is really, really pretty manageable. Think about all the hard minutes, all the hard work you've put in, and really make these last few count. Don't leave anything out here on the course today. Don't leave with any disappointments. Don't leave with any regrets. Don't leave wishing that you had pushed harder that last couple minutes. Whatever is in you, let's leave it out on this course today. I'm doing it with you. Alright, we're gonna put in our last little surge here. God, we are so close to that finish line. That uncomfortable feeling, embrace it. Know that it's getting you to your goal. Know that it's getting you where you wanna be. Alright, we're gonna put in one last surge in 3, 2, 1, up. But one last time, we're just really focusing on that good running form, staying tall, looking up at the horizon at hopefully the finish line in sight soon. Our core is engaged, our shoulders are relaxed. Shake out those arms. See those people near you. Feel the excitement, hear the emotion, and down. All right. Just about 2 laps of the track, a little bit less than 2 laps on the track right now. We have about 800 meters, about a half a mile. I'm so excited for you. to meet your goal, to feel that emotion, that rush of adrenaline and endorphins. Let's finish this how we started it, nice and strong, nice and in control. Again, knowing that you don't have much left, see if you can put in a little bit of a surge, a little bit of a pace jump here. If your legs are feeling good, go with it. Don't worry about breaking that pace. See if you can surpass your goal by more than you thought you could today. And then this last tiny bit of the race where we can see that finish line far in the distance. Think about why you're doing this. This last little bit, one more time. Think about why you came out here today to start this 10K. Think about your reasons, think about your mantra. Be strong, be tough, embrace that uncomfortable for just a couple more minutes. I know you have it in you. I know you have it in you today. Do it with me, let's do it together. All right, we are about to hit that 6 mile mark, which means we only have about a quarter mile left in this race. All right, with a quarter mile left, now is the time to kick it in. You can see that finish line. You can hear those cheers. You know people are waiting for you at the end. Now's the time to give it all you've got. There's nothing to be held back at this point. So this is just like one big, long surge. We're gonna focus on that form, pulling with our arms, bringing those knees up high, bringing those heels all the way to your butt. We are giving it all we've got at this point and running as smooth and as in control and as powerfully as we possibly can. That's right. We've passed that 6 mile mark. We've got only 2 miles left, which is nothing compared to what you've come through already. You can see those crowds. You can see that finish line in the distance. Feel the energy of people around you. Feed off of it. We're gonna cross this line. We're gonna complete that goal. We're gonna leave nothing out on this course. We've got just about a minute left to run. You can do anything for a minute, I know you can. All you've got for 1 minute. Embrace the uncomfortable. Feel those deep breaths. Know that they're getting you where you need to be. Fantastic. Yeah, elongate that stride. Open up that gate. Reap the benefit of all the hard work you've put in. I'm right with you. All right, you've got about 30 seconds to run. You can see that line. You can taste how that's gonna feel. Feel the excitement. Finish with all the people who decided to do this 10K with you. Finish and all feel that feeling together. All right, push for that final 10 seconds. Hit that goal, surpass that goal. All right, we're about to cross that line. And there it is. You did it. Stop that watch, that's important. We're there. 6.2 miles, 10K. We've done it. Hopefully you've hit that goal. Try and stay upright as you finish. Try and get into a little bit of a walk. Deep breaths, deep calming breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Again, stay on your feet. Let your body recover as best it can. If at all possible, just keep walking around. Get that breathing back under control. Bring that heart rate back down. And you did it. Whatever it was you came here to accomplish today, I hope you accomplished it. You're a better, stronger runner for it. I'm so happy you chose to do this with us today. Again, take in your surroundings. take in fresh air, take in the scenery, the people around you, and just be grateful that you get to do this with your body all day like this. All right, well, thanks for running with me. I so appreciate it. Helped me get through 6.2 miles, 10K, hopefully as much as I helped you get through it. Thanks for supporting Feeding America. We're so happy you were part of the SweatNet 6 foot 10K. Can't wait to see your results and hopefully see you at a race someday. Again soon.
Let's give Amanda a huge round of applause. Actually, can we get a medic to come out here and check on Amanda? She is looking a little bit pale in the face. We need a medic at the finish line.